Good morning, Facebook friend, Agape Christian Fellowship, our partners of this ministry. I would just like to greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to know this is a wonderful, wonderful day to be alive. We got so much to be thankful for this morning. We got so much to give God thanks and praise in spite of all that is going on. And I want you to know God hasn't forgot us. God has not forgot us. And as we get going this morning, and I want to assure you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you're not alone. You're not alone. And Father, let's just pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, once again. Lord, I thank you for being with us. Your presence. I thank you, Father, that you already promised us that you will never leave. And Lord, I thank you that these walls that we've been marching around, these walls we thought that should have fallen. But Lord, you is faithful. Lord, you is working on our behalf. Lord, you working out every situation, no matter what it is, physical, spiritual, or financial. Lord, you is on our side. And I thank you, Father, these walls shall come down because you is faithful. Lord, you is working it out no matter what. No matter what, you is orchestrating everything to get us back and through this time of our life. Lord, it's so uncertain. And I pray for those out there, Lord, so uncertain in a lot of areas of our life. And we are experiencing, a lot of people are experiencing things this morning. And I pray for you that you never thought you would have to face. But it's knocking at your door right now. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you not to lose hope. I want you to hold on his unchanging hand. And that's the God Almighty. He with you, he for you, and he'll see you through. Thank God. Amen. Well, once again, good morning. Thank you for listening in this morning, viewing the morning worship service here at Agape Christian Fellowship. Speaking to you this morning. Facebook Live. This is Pastor James L. Peoples. And I do appreciate you for your support. I appreciate you for tuning in this morning. And we're just going to dive right into the word this morning. I believe that because of all of this unrest, because of all of this uncertainty, we've been fighting it on a lot of fronts. And sometimes we just need to labor, listen to me, labor into his rest. Sometimes we need to just rest in the Lord and get our strength renewed so we can enjoy life. It's just a way of life that we're going to have to do battle with the enemy. And I want you to know the battle is really not ours. It's the Lord. But our weapon is mighty through God. Through praise, through worship, and just lifting up him will help us to be energized, help us to be renewed in our spirit. And I believe that's where a lot of people's at this morning, because the situation and circumstance that they might be facing this morning. And they're getting weary. Because I think the reason is, I believe the reason is, because we've been trying to do it in our own strength. We've been trying to do it in all of our ability. But this morning, I want to encourage you, rest in the Lord. Rest in His Spirit and enjoy life. Once we rest, once we cease from our labor, we can rest in Him. Amen. And as we get ready to go into Scripture this morning, let's just go to Matthew. Let's go to the book of Matthew. So good to be in the house of the Lord once again and trusting Him, believing in Him, and His amazing grace, what I'm talking about, His amazing grace. His grace is what keeps us pressing on and keeping on. God has the grace, listen to me, God has the grace to bring you out. God has the grace to keep you moving forward in the things of God. So just keep that in mind, saint. We're going to get through this, and we're going to get through it together. Now, we might be dealing with different situations, different circumstances, but we all are in this here together. And because of that, because we are standing in faith together, because we are trusting God together, praying for one another, we're going to get through it. We are going to get through it. It's God's amazing grace. Because grace is His power to work in us, enable us to do whatever we can do in our life. Now, that grace that we have. Now, when we try to do everything, we're going to get back to the scripture in a minute. When we try to do everything in our own strength and leave God out of the equation, we trust, we just get wore out. We get weary. We get frustrated. We get discouraged when we leave Him out the equation. But we don't want to do that. And then, but as we trust in Him and lean on Him, but on God, watch this now, but on God, we can actually enter into His rest. But in God, we can enter into His rest. We let God do His part. Let's partnership with God. It's meaning that let's stay in our lane and God would do the rest. We can't do it on our own. We can't do it in our own ability. But I want you to know, by the grace of God, we can do it. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthened us. So that's why I say we don't have to labor for this here. We don't have to, but we labor to enter into His rest. In other words, to give it to God, to trust God, to cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. So that's, if we can do that, we can enjoy our life, no matter what we're going through and no matter what we're facing. And just to say, the circumstance that we might be facing or going through, I want you to know He'll bring us through it in this time. Some of the things that we've been marching around the wall, we've been calling on God, and we hadn't seen the wall come down yet. We've been thinking by now they should have come down. Saints, don't give up. Don't give out. Continue to rely on Him and depend on Him.